This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Gretchen Hall. She's president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she's going to share with us a litany of cool things to do and see in the capital city of Arkansas. Highlights include the River Market District, the William J. Clinton Presidential Library and Museum, the Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site, as well as an abundance of historic homes, trendsetting cuisine, and much more.
I'm Gretchen Hall. I'm the president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. So I'm an Arkansan originally. I did a short stint after college outside of the state, and then I came back and I actually started with the Convention Bureau on the event operations team. We also manage our Convention Center and Performing Arts Theater, and I started on the event operations team almost 19 years ago now.
Wow. So when you went to college, did you have any idea this is where you would wind up?
You know, I didn't even know there was such thing as a tourism industry or what a DMO or a CVB did when I went to college.
What did you think you were going to do? Where was your sail heading?
You know, I thought I'd figure it out when I grew up, right? And so I really didn't know. I got a business major and an economics major. Mm-hmm. My mom had always been a professional in the business sector, and so I really was still trying to figure it out. Event logistics, especially on the sports side, was what I got into first. I love sports. I was a college athlete, so that seemed like a natural fit, and that's what led me to my first job here.
In sports, it was promotion, marketing, yeah?
It was, so, and also event logistics, and then I moved over to the marketing sector.
Targeting venues and...
Yeah, logistics was actually planning the events, the events, managing the events
everything,
on site, that
yeah.
kind of thing, yeah.
All the minor details.
That's right.
What sport were you most into?
Basketball was my primary sport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. So going forward, how did you get involved locally, regionally?
Yeah, so I got a lot of opportunity to grow within our organization and really move over to that marketing, PR, and communication side of the business mm-hmm. once I, you know, learned what a CVB did
right.
and decided that I really wanted to make a career out of this. So I had a passion for travel and went back, got my MBA, and started on that marketing and PR side, and then moved into the CEO role in 2011.
So here you are, guiding the boat. What most excites you? What do you find most passionately rewarding about the things you get to work on?
You know, I think a couple of things. One, every day is different. Two, we have a really great community, and all of the people in our community, they have just great stories to tell, and we get to tell them. We get to expose those stories. We get to expose the interesting activities, all the attractions, and really the pleasant surprise that is Little Rock. So for individuals that have not been to Little Rock, we hear over and over they were pleasantly surprised by the people, by the attractions, by all the things that we have to offer. We're a real metropolitan city, but very small kind of community driven by nature.
Interesting. But part of your primary mission is marketing and raising your flag of awareness to people who know nothing about Little Rock.
That's right.
Don't even know where it is.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's say I met you, you came out to California, and you went, oh my God, you got to come to my town. The why? You
okay.
know, what would be your 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things that really off the cuff. One, we have a lot of urban outdoor adventure. Two, we have an amazing culinary scene. And three, we've got some really world-class history and culture. So Presidential Library, there's only one of 13 in the country that has that. We've got some really great civil rights sites with African-American Little Rock Central High. You know, it's a top 10 designation on the U.S. Civil Rights Trail. Mm-hmm. And so if you're into history and culture, we've got it. If you're into urban outdoor adventure, we have over 1,000 miles of trail. So cycling is really big here. We've got great mountain biking product, but also just road cycling product. We've got the Arkansas River. You can canoe and kayak.
Yeah.
And so we've got just
right
an amazing...
Heart of town.
That's right. We've got just so much natural beauty and outdoor adventure right in an urban setting.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, is this cleaving through the heart of town, this awesome river. You have a submarine.
We do.
World War II submarine.
And a tugboat.
Yeah.
So we're the only place in the continental United States where you can see submarine and a tugboat from World War II that anchored that war.
A friend of mine, Lieutenant Colonel, historian in California, and he emailed me this morning. He goes, dude, we have a tug there. And it's like, that was his...
That's right, the USS Hoga.
That was his number one mandatory stop for me, coming to Little Rock.
Awesome, yeah, the USS Hoga and the USS Razorback.
Mm-hmm. How funny. So dig a little deeper. Right now, we're at a really cool, locally owned restaurant. So obviously, cuisine... is a passion with the locals.
It is. Yeah. It is. We have a tremendous number of restaurants that are locally owned, and our chefs and culinary creations are second to none. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in the heart of Little Rock. We're kind of dead center. We're in the Heights neighborhood.
What a cute neighborhood.
Oh, it is a fantastic neighborhood. It's just truly walkable. You've got great local shops and shopping of all variety here.
From an architectural standpoint, can I have one of the houses across? I mean, they're awesome.
They really are, you know. And every neighborhood here has its own unique character as well.
Yeah.
And so that's really what makes all of our pockets across Little Rock so exciting.
One more, being you can tell I'm an architecture junkie. Quapaw
Quarter? Quapaw
Quarter. Tell us about that.
So Quapaw Quarter is our historic district in downtown. Our governor's mansion is located there as well. There's a really great neighborhood called Soma, the South Main Entertainment District. You will see Victorian houses with so much architectural texture and character in that district. It is really a must-see location.
And then with that southern flair, I love the wrought iron fences out back and the little casting 1880 or 1870. I went on a walking tour with a historian in that.
In the Quapaw Quarter?
Yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, then you got to see a lot of those houses. A lot of the houses in that neighborhood also have historical markers in front, so it really tells more of the history in the front of those homes so that you can really look up some of that history in addition to just taking on the beauty of the architecture.
And then you have the University of Arkansas at Little Rock here. And I imagine it almost goes without saying that that's what infuses another layer of vitality and raises the bar of what locals demand and want and need, right?
We do. So UALR, or the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, is our kind of urban campus. It's a metropolitan campus. It's our Division I NCAA Division I institution. But we also have a couple of other colleges and universities here. So education and higher education is a large component of what we do here. We also have the Arkansas School for Medical Sciences, the Arkansas Law School here at Little Rock, as well as the Clinton School of Public Service. It's the only, or was the first master's program in the United States to develop a master's program around public service. And we have Philander Smith College and Arkansas Baptist College, both historically black colleges as well. So we've got a tremendous education product here in the capital city.
But that really does, goes without saying, that raises the bar hugely for expectations and
absolutely
demand. Because the kids would be out of here if they didn't get what they needed. So talk to a little bit more. Number four bullet point on your must-do.
Yeah, so I would say you really have to get out and experience some of our neighborhoods. I mentioned the Soma District earlier with the Quapaw Quarter Association, but in downtown, in the heart of downtown, you've got the River Market Entertainment District. It's anchored on one end by the Clinton Presidential Library.
And that's fresh culinary delights, right?
Yeah, in the River Market Entertainment District, we really have a variety of live entertainment in the evenings, but also some museums and cultural attractions by day. Riverfront Park is second to none. It is a fabulous urban park. It's a 33-acre park that hugs the Arkansas River and has a great play area for children. Our children's museum is located there. And then you've got our amphitheater for outdoor concerts. Again, anchored by the Clinton Presidential Library on one end and the Robinson Center on the other end. And that is our historic performing arts theater where we have the symphony orchestra, the ballet, and Broadway theater series as well.
And along the riverfront, You have the Trail of Tears Memorial.
We do. And also the Arkansas River Trail. I mentioned their outdoor trail system as well, a Civil War marker. And then the Arkansas River Lights. And so three of our downtown pedestrian and cycling bridges are lit up by thousands of LED lights every night. And so that is kind of an attraction in and of itself in the evening in downtown Little Rock.
And then I love history. You can tell across the street from the old State House, a mandatory stop, there's that old classic hotel.
Yes, the Capitol Hotel.
Yeah, with one of the first elevators in the world.
It may be one of the largest elevators in the world. Have you been in it yet?
Yeah, well,
it's huge.
The legend is President Grant
and his
horse.
Tell
us about that.
That's right. So the legend is that President Grant, when he was in town and staying in the hotel, he needed a hotel that was large enough to accommodate his horse. I can attest that the elevator is, in fact, large enough to accommodate a horse. It is a beautiful boutique hotel. It's got one of the most dynamic bars in town and also one of the greatest culinary experiences in 111 restaurant.
And everything we've talked about so far, you do not need a car.
No, you do not. And there's actually a streetcar in downtown Little Rock that's free to hop on and hop off, and it gets you to a tremendous amount of our attractions. And one I would be remiss if I didn't mention is in May of 2022, we will be reopening the Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts, and that's a $120 million renovation right now. It is going to be architecturally magnificent, in addition to all of the arts included in the museum and located in our historic MacArthur Park district as well.
And loop back to the streetcar for a moment.
Yes.
Because it's not just a streetcar. It's a work of art out of history. Tell us a
little
bit.
It is. So it is a kind of historic replica streetcar.
Things like 1920s.
It does. It does. You know, things that you, when you think of a historic streetcar, that's what it is. It's the gold color. It's on that electric path. It traverses downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock. And so it makes a nice loop. They give you a great little tour guide on that. But again, it's complimentary and you can hop off and hop on and see a tremendous amount of our attractions.
That's really cool. We talked about Little Rock, but there's that whole other really cool area, that Argenta neighborhood in North Little Rock.
That's right. So our neighboring community and partner in crime sometimes is North Little Rock, and it is a separate city, but they are
like
a partner.
It's like just on the other side of the river.
Absolutely.
Right?
Literally, the river not only divides us, but also unites us with all of our bridges. And so our minor league baseball team is located there. The submarine and the HOGA that you mentioned, or the tugboat that you mentioned earlier, are located on the banks of the North Little Rock Riverside. And the Argenta downtown district also has some really great spots for culinary as well.
And little word picture architecturally, I mean, like the old pharmacy and whatnot, it's like going back in time.
There are some very unique, what you think of in real old Main Street facades located there as well.
And totally walkable, friendly.
Yes, definitely.
How cool.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I could keep you all day, but we got dinner waiting. If somebody wanted to learn more about your world, where would you direct them?
You can find all kinds of information about our destination at littlerock.com. You can also find us on social media at Little Rock CVB. I'm Gretchen Hall. I'm the president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thank you so much. What a delight. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes, and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.